Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi was in Mosul to congratulate Iraq's armed forces for their victory over Islamic State. Washington Institute for Near East Policy scholar and former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey tells VOA the last organized resistance was crushed over the weekend, and that IS hold on other Iraqi territory is diminished.
It controls two cities, Khalifah and Hawija, that are relatively small, and it has the ability to send out columns and other things. We've seen that in Kirkuk and elsewhere. That is, it still is a terrorist and it is an insurgent organization. It has some power, but other than these two cities, its hold on the population and its hold as a military and state and political entity is over in Iraq.
The battle for Mosul has left thousands of civilians dead, hundreds of thousands displaced. U.S.-Russia-Jordanian brokered ceasefire in Syria's holding in the south and southwest. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh said the deal is a small diplomatic victory out of the weekend's G20.
It's relatively easy to agree on de-escalation in parts of Syria that do not have to do with the Islamic State. That's something that both the United States and Russia are keen to do.
So-called de-escalation agreement comes as the latest round of Geneva peace talks on Syria get underway today. President Trump's son, Donald Jr., says he met with Kremlin-linked lawyers shortly after his father clinched the Republican nomination, hoping to get information helpful to the campaign. The White House sought to downplay the contact. Special counsel and some congressional committees investigating any connection between the Trump team and Moscow. This is VOA News.